Okay, we would like to give you some 5, even 10 minutes more information about company Oppo, what we actually offer and how we are working. And this is a slide which gives you an idea how the conceptualization as a model in a mind map way can be done. And there are many levels of analysis for what you can use this kind of modeling. There's a part of how universities can figure out which part they can participate in our efforts, in our global efforts, not just India, but also future all over in our ecosystem building. And all the business firm can see that actually the access to this system lies on the outer line of this chart. So if somebody knows something about how to clean water or how to make low-cost housing components or something like that, they can see that it's a part of our mission taken, and they have an opportunity to join our ecosystem together with us making a change. And the key idea of building this kind of ecosystem is that making a big change in society, it's not available for single actors. There's a need for this kind of ecosystem which has its own mission. It has taken mission how to make the change. So all the universities, all the business firms who are joining us, in a somehow they adapt our mission also. So we go to the same way, and that's something that we hope anyway, and we have seen with our Indian partners, and that's the way how you can make the change, making a sustainable change in POP markets among the poverty people there. This is the concept how we think that for instance Finnish universities can join us. As we saw, there's in IIT a concept where they are built, or actually there is for time being a platform where universities come in and just plug and play to be a member also of the local society of universities. What we are putting here a little bit more is that we are saying to the universities, the international universities also, that it's available that you are coming a part of our ecosystem, that you will be committed to our mission taken. And that's something that we can actually deliver ideas, what are the key issues that can be studied there concerning making the social change. So the academic work there will at the same time being an independent, as it must be always an academic work, but also it will deliver knowledge for business. And that's the symbiosis of the whole idea. Now, when we are putting the business firms in the same picture, then you can see that there's academia on the other side and business on the other side. And using our ecosystem modeling, it means that those two parties can meet in same case studies. So the case study for university is knowledge for the business. So actually, the business firm, in a way, in our ecosystem might tell what kind of things they want to have to be had to have a deeper knowledge. in all science disciplines, not just social sciences, but also in technology way. For instance, concerning low-cost housing development, new element methods, developing new kind of energy systems and that kind of stuff. When we are talking about the markets where we are going, we are talking about that we are born global company. It means in our conceptualization that born global is not just a unit of analyzing in economics and business, exposed actually what has happened, but it's a tool for service design. So ex ante actually, we have to do the design for that, and that's not actually a simple thing for designing born global ideas. But we have some concepts for doing that. But just having an idea that what kind of markets there will be in number of individuals, you can see there are some figures, and well, that's quite a lot. Just concerning of low-cost housing concepts. Now when we are talking about piloting this concept in India, here's just the idea that, or showing that there in West Bengal, just nearby Kolkata, there might be a town to be built for 15,000 inhabitants. And the holistic or systematic idea is that we have to take care that the buildings and town itself will also deliver a good and happy life for the people. So there must be that all that kind of social activities as well as schooling, but most of all jobs. And that's most challenging thing what we are facing here. But we have some solution for that also. Would you like to say something more about our business offers for all the business firms we want to invite for our ecosystem?
Well, basically, pretty much everyone is invited. For companies, it's a huge challenge to design products that have less features and cost a fraction of what they do in the West. But it's a positive challenge, as Adidas has shown. They tried it in Bangladesh a couple of years ago. And they tried to design a sneaker that will cost the consumer $1. They couldn't make it happen in Bangladesh. They're trying it again in India now. It shows that the money is there, the consumers are there, the possibilities. Doing it through an ecosystem and with the help of academic research gives companies a foothold in that emerging market and creates corporate goodwill. And it's deliberately a bit fuzzy, so you can't see everything. But the possibilities for R&D for companies is massive. And there's also the possibility of doing corporate anthropology, providing research for universities, and doing some new product development, new innovation work at the same time.
One of our main messages is all to all business firms that you cannot sell that. Those things what you have today in Western markets, you can't sell them in emerging and developing markets. So there's a huge challenge, and we call that you have to be committed to pop innovation, a concept what we are using. Means that It has maybe just 50% of the features what you are selling now to the Western world, but you have to sell it with just 20% of the cost you are getting in Western markets. And that all those guys who are involved in R&D know that that's quite exciting challenge actually for designers. It's clear actually, giving a task for that kind of task. Okay. Would you like to say some closing words?
The microphone is going to start buzzing.
Okay.
So, in closing, I'd like to thank you all for coming. I hope we've provided food for thought. And a special thank you for our co-presenters. Ilka and myself will be around all day, and we'd be happy to discuss issues and possibilities with you. Thank you very much.
I would like to show your last slide to you, and it shows that what we have actually learned and adopted from our Indian partners, and I hope that you will like to adopt also this idea. It's all about change. Thank you.